I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Avatar: The Way of Water, James Cameron's long-awaited sequel that pushes itself to new limits by taking us to the oceans of Pandora and for using special underwater equipment to capture the beauty of a new environment our heroes must explore. The story, if you recall, had the paralyzed soldier Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, having his mind transferred into a Navi body and married the warrior Neytiri, played by Zoe Saldana. Now they've started a family, three of the kids they birthed and two of them they adopted, and they travel for sanctuary to another tribe when an old enemy returns in the form of a Navi body with restored memories. They must live and learn the ways of water, even if this tribe, particularly the leaders, have their doubts about these outsiders. Avatar: The Way of Water is almost as ambitious and visually stunning and profoundly excellent as the original global hit because of how it takes its time to let fans know what's been happening all these years and how these characters are able to adapt to their surroundings and allow the young characters to prove to their parents that they can be worthy. Cameron never ceases to amaze us, and we shouldn't doubt his gifts. This sequel is really something to see, 3.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, happy holidays, and I'll see you at the movies.